From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, it's a festival of absurd hyperbole from Texas Democrats as they stay in an expensive D.C. hotel after jetting on chartered planes to skip their work in Austin. Absurd hyperbole. We'll get to it in a moment. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Are you hiring? Check for safety with drug and alcohol testing with Allied Compliance Services. Learn more at AlliedCompliance.com. Well, leftist civil rights lawyer Lee Merritt Dallas deciding he will indeed run for the Democrat nomination for Texas Attorney General. And the abortion industry has filed suit to stop Texas fetal heartbeat bill. My goodness, we just can't save babies' lives, can we? We can't let that happen at all. No. We'll get to that and more. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of the show at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan, unless you have, like me, a bit of allergy to hyperbole, and then it's just an irritating day. But nevertheless, better to be a Texan than anything else. By the way, today in Texas history, in 1859, in the Rio Grande Valley around Brownsville, clashes between Anglo lawmen and Juan Cheno Cortina began. On this day, Cortina killed Brownsville City Marshal Robert Shears. The Cortina War ended in 1875. When Cortina was finally arrested and removed to Mexico City. In 1903, the legislature offered $50,000 to anybody who could devise a way to eradicate the boll weevil, which had just destroyed crops in Texas. The prize was never awarded. And in 1998, Image of an Assassination went on sale. The video documentary is of Abraham Zapruder's home video of the assassination of President Kennedy in Dallas. Our look at Texas history, my friends, brought to us by USA Investigations. They provide professional surveillance, witness interviews and witness statements, and much more, including security. Investigate for more at usainvestigations.net. Well, obviously, the big story is the hyperbole-laced Democrat show. And that's what it is, the Democrat show, where they jetted off in private aircraft. They couldn't even get on a Southwest plane. No. Two chartered jets with beer on the bus and all kinds of, it's a big party for them. They're staying in a fancy part of Washington, just north of the White House. If you've ever been there in the last 20 years, particularly the last 15, everything, they're very, very expensive. They could stay out in Baltimore or somewhere and save a little money, but no. They're in town for the show and the fun, my friends. And so they broke quorum. They left. They flew off to Washington, D.C. And it's just amazing the amount of the things they continue to say. And I watch some of the mainstream press interviews. I don't normally do that. And some of the reporters, top reporters, CBS, NBC, you know, they think they're asking a real pertinent question, but they're not. They're part of the crowd because they don't ask the real question. Would you please explain exactly in this legislation you're fighting down there in Texas with all them Hicks and Republicans? Could you please tell us exactly what in that is actual voter suppression and makes it harder for people to vote and targets minorities and people like that? Would you please explain that? Because you don't get that. You get the questions like, well, I mean, what do you think people are going to think? You're not doing your job and you're just coming up here. You know, all the procedural questions. They don't want to address the key issue because most of the media is part of the big propaganda effort of the left. Now, the governor, he's out talking tough, but then again, he doesn't run the legislature. And then again, also, if he actually worked with the legislature better during a session, a lot of these bills would have already been passed and we wouldn't have been in this position of needing a special session. I know there are some people out there, particularly a few dozen just airheaded Republican organization people, and I mean airheaded. I'm sorry that so many of them reside in a particular organization, but you're just criticizing Abbott. Well, I'm sorry that you're ignorant of the situation and ever since he's become governor, But they all have a problem with him in the legislature. He doesn't lead. He doesn't understand or want to work with them. It's just silence, absolute silence. And this leads to these problems where these bills get bounced around and then they get leads to them being at the last minute. Anyway, so Abbott's out there saying that members who fled to D.C. ought to have their leadership positions, committee chairmanships and stuff like that stripped from them. It's the first time they say, Brad Johnson at the Texan.news reporting, that's the first time Abbott's put his or back such a position. But a lot of people have already been doing this. Tony Tenderholt filed a proposed House rule amendment that would punish members who break quorum by stripping committee chairmanships and revoking seniority privileges. The Speaker, knowing this was coming, did nothing with that rule proposal. Nothing. That resolution is not being considered by the overall House. He did nothing with it, and it was laid down when they convened on Thursday. On Monday night, before Abbott backed the idea, the new Texas GOP Chairman Matt Rinaldi, a fine conservative, former state rep, called on the Speaker to revoke chairmanships from the truant Democrats. Now do you understand why? And I know it made Burroughs and, James Frank mad. He called me up, madder than hell that I called him a liar in a written commentary. Because these guys, Burroughs, him, they all signed a pledge saying they would not support a process whereby a speaker was selected with Democrat influence, and then because they were going to get big gavels and be big men on campus, they totally, even though they signed that pledge with the Republican Party of Texas, it's a public pledge, they went ahead and worked the deal with Phelan to get him in the speaker chair. See, they would get rewarded with power. And they worked a deal where there was no race. There was no race by the time it came to the GOP caucus meeting, because Phelan had it won and announced it. And how did he have it won? He had a whole bunch of Democrats backing him. And this is where you find yourself, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of biblical instruction about this, about making deals and compromises with the enemy and how it comes back to bite you. There sure is. A lot of it in the Old Testament, very specific lessons. This is where it bites you, because that's why Phelan let them caucus and didn't lock the doors and keep them in that last few days of the session where we wouldn't again needed this special session. But he let them go because he owes his power to them. That's why he didn't act on Tenderholt's resolution to put some real teeth into House rules that would make these career folks, these reps that have been there forever, and let me tell you, all they want is that be chairman and the top appointments. We could have put a rule in that would have discouraged this. Phelan didn't act on it. And I want you know, a lot of these other people are going to, the mainstream press people are generally ignorant of how the whole thing works anyway. And I don't mean that. A lot of these are just kids that are on, you know, 18-month or 3-year contracts just out of college. They're not even from Texas. They don't know. The other people are lazy, underpaid, whatever. Some of the radio people that try to tell you they know it, they don't know except what members feed them. They used to feed me stuff all the time, until they found out that wasn't going to change my opinion on what's right and wrong. We're going to get to the hyperbole of the Democrats here in the show today, but I want you to understand something very clearly. The only reason that we need this special session for these key bills is because the House couldn't get its work done early. They put stuff on the calendar, yes, Representative Burroughs, till very late at the last minute, and the Speaker didn't lock the doors, even though he knew the Democrats were going to walk out and bust quorum that night. Why? This is what happens when you do a deal with the devil. Oh, Robert, you're calling him devil. I'm using it as a figure of speech. When you compromise with them, you owe your power to them when you didn't need to, and then this is what you get. Back in a moment.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. And then you not only have, you know, the people who so desired power, who had such avarice for power in the legislature that they broke their written commitment and pledge to you, the voter. In the speaker race issue, you've got the others that just want to surrender all the time. A guy I've told you a lot of times is just a complete, total Republican in name only. A true rhino, Representative Kyle Casale of College Station, he's out saying that Democrats ought to be given a victory or two. We ought to just give it to them. He talked to KBTX News yesterday. He lives in Bryan. He said the Democrats told us they'd walk out if they weren't happy, and apparently they're not happy. They're walking out. It doesn't look like they're going to return. We need to have some communication and come up with a moderated deal that brings everybody to the table and makes sure they have a victory or two. This is the kind of absolute quizzling that destroys our country, my friends. You don't compromise with wrong. You do not compromise with wrong. Some Senate Democrats plan to leave to the Senate, but the quorum appears safe. We know Senator Eddie Lucio said, I've decided to stay at my post, do what I can from there. And it appeared that there's you'd need 21 senators to have quorum. There are 18 Republicans. If it looks like four senators are staying, and they continued with some hearings and stuff into the morning. So we'll see. Looks fine in the Senate. One of the funniest things you get, and it is a hyperbole fest, the Associated Propagandists put out one of their so-called explainers. Texas Democrats fled state. Here's why. And they talk about how this happens in other states, and it's happened in Texas before and all that. And said, does this ever work, was one section? Not often. In 2003, Texas then Republican Governor Rick Perry called a special session. Democrats fled again, this time to New Mexico, but eventually came back and the redistricting plan passed. Wisconsin Democrats were also unable to stop the GOP bill stripping public sector unions of collective bargaining rights. The Republicans amended the measure so it didn't need a quorum to pass, and the fugitive lawmakers returned after 3 weeks down in Illinois. In Indiana, Republicans eventually withdrew the right to work bills, but they passed them the following year with no walkout. Oregon's the only exception. Democrats eventually withdrew their climate bill, but it wasn't even guaranteed passage before the GOP fled to Idaho. The funniest thing is the last thing in the Associated Press explainer, and I love it. Because somebody somewhere else wrote this and not the guys in Texas. How is this legal? It really isn't. In other words, it's not legal to flee. State lawmakers are generally required to attend their legislative sessions, but walkouts have been used almost like the filibuster in the U.S. Senate as a way for a minority to grind things to a halt. Ironically, the Texas Democrats will be agitating for Democrats in Washington to end the filibuster, at least for election bills. Exactly. You got it. Asked by a reporter what the caucus of Democrats plan to do if Abbott called another special session, the next one, the next one, the next one, Representative Chris Turner of Grand Prairie, the caucus, I think he's a caucus chairman or something, said, that's our message to Congress. We need them to act now. That's what they're up there doing, lobbying for Congress to override states' rights and take control of elections. The report in the Texas Tribune said at least 51 of the 67 Democratic members of the House, number guaranteed to break quorum, fled Monday, most of them boarding two chartered jets that flew them up to D.C. to stay in their luxury hotel. Well, I don't know about it, luxury. It's expensive. They're all expensive there. These stories, the press just struggles with this. Republicans' bills would ban drive-through and 24-hour voting options, which, of course, aren't options under state law. We've never had before. We're done completely outside of the construct of the voting laws in only Harris County last time. Enhance access for partisan poll watchers. That means poll watchers of all sides, all types. and prohibit local election officials from proactively distributing applications to request mail-in ballots. That's the way the law already is. You have to request your mail-in ballot. They also included language to further restrict the state's voting by mail rules. How did they restrict it? Oh, you're going to have to make a photocopy of your ID or put the last four digits of your number or something like that on there. No, that really is a voter restriction. State Rep. Barbara Gervin Hawkins of San Antonio said in an interview she would definitely be prepared to stay out of the state for 3 weeks as well and pack light. It wasn't even about our clothes. It was about, well, let's do what we need to do to protect our right to vote. Again, where in any of this bill, these bills, are anybody's right to vote being attacked? She says, we can't go back to the days of old. Think about our forefathers who died for us to have the opportunity to vote. By the way, those days of old she's talking about in Jim Crow, that's her party that she is part of, the Democratic Party. They were the party of slavery and the founding of the country. They were the party of slavery all the way up through the founding of the Republican Party, which was created to set men free. You get all this stuff. Gervin Hawkins said, I told my staff to get ready for unemployment. That's because, you know, he vetoed the funding. It'll end at the end of August. And she says, we hope that doesn't happen. Oh, the hyperbole is just amazing. Here is Representative Chris Turner appearing on CBS News from Washington, D.C., talking about the effort.
Nothing could be further from the truth. We're not going to sit in Austin, in the House chamber, and watch the Republican majority steamroll the voting rights of our constituents. We're fighting back. We're leaving so they can't do that.
Well, our intention is to be out of Texas until this session is over. That's our message to Congress. We need them to act now because they will keep calling these sessions to pass voter suppression legislation.
Steamroll the voting rights of our constituents? Again, show me, Mr. Turner, what in the bill is a restriction on voting? Show me, Democrat members of the media, what is a restriction on voting in these bills? You can't do it. And that's why your stories mostly ignore all of that. You just carry the hyperbole from these people. And then you got the master of hyperbole, Trey Martinez Fisher III, whose real name, seriously on his law license and everything else, is Ferdinand Frank Fisher III. But he goes by Trey Martinez Fisher. Sounds more, you know, it was good for his district. And he's just one of the masters of hyperbole. Here it is.
There is nothing special about this special session. This is a suppression session. We're not going to put up with that. Right. Democracy is on the line. The eyes of the nation are on Texas.
If they silence the voices of voters in Texas, Republicans will march all across this country until there is no more democracy. The biggest way we can impact that is to get federal voting rights legislation, and we are on the brink, and we are bringing our voices, and we are bringing our fight to Washington. We hope the Senate will hear us, and we hope they will act.
Yes, it's a festival of hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. An absolute festival of hyperbole. A suppression session. Again, show us in the bills what's a voter suppression issue. Show us one thing. He can't do it, and they know it. The Republicans will walk across the country and end the Democratic process. A festival of left-wing hyperbole. They went to Washington so they could get the media this time and be all over the press. And they're going to lobby the Congress to go forward and end the filibuster so that they can override the minority in the Senate. And this is exactly what they're saying that they would be doing if they stayed in Austin. They'd just be being run roughshod over by the majority of Republicans. These people are the biggest hypocrites. We all know that. There's nothing new in this. But it's quite amazing, you know, they call it dangerous legislation that would, quote, trample on Texans' freedom to vote. Again, what in the bills, the House or Senate bill, trample on anybody's freedom to vote? What? We heard this on voter ID. We've heard it on just about everything else. This is nothing but revolutionary hyperbole. Why not call it revolutionary? Because they are trying to inflame, knowing that it's a complete lie, a complete lie. The big lie works better. Inflame huge sections of this country into believing that their right to be a citizen is about to be taken away from them by Republicans who in reality are passing bills to make sure that their votes count and aren't canceled out by illegal votes. I'll go over what's in the bills in a moment just to refresh you.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Pratt on Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done, and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it, Tom says. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Standing in spirit with those who won Texas Liberty and working to stop the hordes on the left. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So we're in the middle of a festival of hyperbole from Texas Democrats who illegally left the state while they're called into session. And oh, by the way, I guess maybe I should have led with it. Yeah, the House voted to recall them and bring them back and arrest them. And you're seeing all kinds of stories in that. But just remember, we can't do that unless they're inside the state of Texas. So nothing that we're doing here that they voted to do, it's good. And the governor's talking big and everybody, but it's actually not the governor's call. It's completely the call of the Speaker of the House for House members and the Lieutenant Governor for Senate members. And yeah, that's all been done. But that won't happen until they set foot in the state of Texas. And even the governor's acknowledged that. That's why I said yesterday, you know, I'm not real sure how this would play out because I didn't think you could go to another state. And that's why historically these legislators, when they fled, have always fled to another state because they're out of the jurisdiction from which they can be arrested. So that's why I didn't just lead off with that as the big thing today. They voted that this morning in the House. And four Democrats were there. They voted against it, but everybody else that was there voted for it. So yeah, when they come back to Texas, they'll get arrested. Here's the problem. And it's a real serious problem they've got. How in the world do you continue with this level of hyperbole, even with the media on your side, when you can't point to anything in the bills? In other words, I don't see how this is a winning issue for Democrats. I think they could have made it a winning issue if they'd focused more on the governor vetoing the entire legislature's funding and did this as kind of an overreaching executive. Because then I think a lot of reasonable people, when they hear those arguments, would understand that's really an overreach of the executive. Instead, they've made it all about this hyperbole and this propaganda that they're trying to convince people their voting rights are being taken away, but they can't sign anything. The bills are loaded with forms, House Bill 3, Senate Bill 1 for the special. That's their numbers. Ban on paid vote harvesting. It's already illegal to be a vote harvester. It just tightens up that rule. That doesn't affect any voter. That affects these people that cheat and organizations that organize to turn out their vote. It does not stand in the way of any person casting a ballot. Require voter ID for mail ballots in line with in-person voting. Right. You already have to do it for in-person voting. You already have to fill out the form to request your ballot. You're supposed to provide some kind of ID after that Federal HAVA Act way back in the Bush administration for registering to vote. So what's the big deal? Put some ID for mail ballots. That's the only thing in this that even requires any effort of the voter. Set uniform early voting hours. Good. Protect poll watchers, including allowing observers to be, quote, near enough to see and hear election workers' activities. That benefits both parties. I mean, they keep saying partisan poll watchers. Yeah, but think about it. Most of our big counties are in the hands of Democrats. Okay, so you got Republicans, but a lot of the other state that carried it for Ted Cruz are in Republican counties. Don't Democrats want to be able to see and make sure that there's no cheating, of course? Strengthen the ban on unmanned mail ballot drop boxes, because we weren't ever supposed to have those in any county, no matter how big or small. You're supposed to take it only to the election office if you don't want to mail it. Well, Robert, that hurts minorities. No, it doesn't, because the mail comes to your front door in most places or just down the street, a lot closer than a ballot drop-off box where all kinds of chicanery can happen. You can still just put your ballot in the mail. prohibit unsolicited distribution of mail ballot applications by public officials, right? That's what the law, we thought, already said. Set procedures for verifying mail ballots and allowing voters to correct defects. Oh, that's a good thing. I thought Democrats liked that. Require voter assistance to complete a form and take an oath. Nothing new. We've always had an oath of voter assistance. We're just tightening that up. Prioritize certain election-related court proceedings and limit officials' ability to alter election laws enacted by the legislature. Right, because local counties weren't supposed to be able to just go make it up. Senate Bill 1 received a 14-hour public hearing in the Senate State Affairs Committee Saturday. It was passed out of the committee on Sunday by a party-line vote 6-3. HB 3, a revised version of the Election Integrity Protection Act of 2021, filed during the regular session, was referred to the newly appointed Select Committee on Constitutional Rights and Remedies. This is another failure of Phelan. He's created a Democrat-type committee with a bunch of moderate Republicans and people in there to hear these bills instead of sending them to the Elections Committee. And he was bragging about having, you know, checkbox of this ethnicity and this sexuality and all that other stuff on the committee. And they had a public hearing that started Saturday and ended Sunday morning with people testifying. It advanced the bill on a party-line vote. Now, Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard doing a good job covering what's in the bills. So you got a bunch of Republicans blasting Democrats for breaking quorum. Okay, Speaker Phelan's criticizing it, but Speaker Phelan's got his fingerprints all over this, or at least ineptitude that allows it. And Mays Middleton of Wallaceville filed a constitutional amendment to prohibit salaries for members while they're absent and unexcused when a quorum's lacking. Yeah, so what? You can't pass that now, and it wouldn't apply to now. That rule from Tenderholt would have applied now, but the speaker sat on it Thursday. He didn't do anything, didn't refer it, so it's not in place. Texas House votes to send four Democrats who flew to Washington. That's what I was telling you before. And again, that's not that big a deal because until they come back in the state of Texas, we can't do anything about them. I thought more of the hyperbole was interesting. Representative James Tallarico of Round Rock, he's a lefty Democrat. He said they knew their risk when they made the move, even if it means getting arrested, even if it means risking our livelihoods and our careers, even if it means leaving our families for weeks and months at a time, says the anti-family party. This democracy is ours. This opportunity to debate ideas freely and fairly in the public square is too important to let slip through the cracks because of someone's political agenda. Huh? Huh? Right. They're the ones that left stopping debate in the legislature. And yet he's talking about we ought to be able to debate ideas freely and fairly. That's exactly what being an elected representative allows you to do on our behalf. And you chose to leave. Now, again, by crossing state lines, the quorum-busting Democrats have escaped the jurisdiction of Texas law enforcement. Even the governor pointed out as soon as they come back to the state, they'll be arrested. They'll be cabined inside the Capitol until they get their job done. They locked it down this morning, and nobody can leave until the Republicans can't leave till they have they have to get an excuse from the an approval from the speaker's chair. And then I thought it was funny how some of these people covered the flying and the airplanes. Texas Democrat, we flew private because everybody wants to see us together. Tim Pierce at DailyWire.com, quoting Ferdinand Frank Fisher III. You know him as Trey Martinez Fisher. He and CNN, he defended him and his colleagues' decision to hire private jets to take him to D.C. They were mocked and accused of hypocrisy on social media after photos of the group were made public. Lawmakers were seen without masks on their charter jet, which would have been forbidden on a commercial flight. And remember, these are the same people that were saying we still need to be wearing masks, even in the chamber in Austin. So number one, when you break a quorum, you want to be successful. So I think everybody wants to see 51, 52, 55 Democrats on the same plane. That's reassuring, Fisher said, explaining the decision to charter a jet. Abbott said the thesis that they're operating under is completely false because what Texas law does doesn't hinder anybody's ability to vote. Right. Again. In fact, interestingly, what Texas is seeking to do is add additional hours to vote. Texas have 12 days of early voting and the hours of which will be expanded. So we ensure the hours are expanded on election day also. So their entire thesis is completely wrong, but they don't care. because the press just wants to ask about procedural stuff and political positioning, not explore the actual issues in these bills because it's not on their side. State Rep. Alex Dominguez in the Rio Grande Valley gave an interview to the Rio Grande Guardian and said some interesting things. I'll get to that in a moment.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
You are in the right place at the right time for news and commentary of Texas from the right perspective. It's Robert Pratt with the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. If you joined the show late today, go to prattontexas.com and get the podcast when it's over, a few minutes after the show's over, because I want you to hear segment one. It's the one thing that most people in the press don't want to talk about during this festival of hyperbole from Democrats, and that's how the speaker and his crew compromised our power away and really laid the groundwork for this stuff. So the Rio Grande Guardian interviewed State Rep. Dominguez. He said, we want to let every Texan, every person in the valley know we're not doing this. This is theater. We're not doing this for likes on Facebook. We're doing it because we're fighting for people. Really? How are you fighting for people? And while we're up here in D.C., we're not playing around. This is a working trip. Yeah, we saw the cases of beer on the bus, their photos. We are going to be working on voter legislation and trying to stop all the very bad bills our governor's trying to push down our throats. Thank you, he said. Ask if his presence in D.C. and those of his colleagues mean business is ground to a halt in the Texas House. Well, that is not to say our phones aren't not working. We'll certainly continue negotiating with our colleagues. Blah, blah. Ask if he does not like, why he doesn't like the GOP legislation. He said, for starters, the voter suppression bill. You notice this? It's just phrases they use. They never argue with the substance. For starters, the voter suppression bill that the governor is pushing is based completely on the Trump lie that somehow the election was stolen from him. Folks, that is as far as Pluto to Venus from the truth. The governor's own appointed Secretary of State said there was no voter fraud in Texas, at least none that needed prosecuting. Really? How come we have prosecutions and convictions? That's his own expert saying there's no voter fraud. That makes you wonder why we do need this bill. Again, does not address the bill, does not show us what in the bill is voter suppression. The Rio Grande Guardian asked Representative Dominguez about the strategy of House Democrats. Could they last in D.C. for a whole month? I have certainly packed enough clothes to be here for 30 days, but more importantly, this gives us an opportunity to speak with our congressional colleagues and Senate colleagues to try to get federal legislation passed. He cited the importance of the John Lewis Act and another bill that'd make voting easier. If those bills take effect, it doesn't matter what Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott, or Governor Kemp try to do. People will get their chance to vote. This is a civil right we're fighting for. Except people have their chance to vote in all these states. None of these bills keep people from voting. And what he goes on talking about, that they're going to lobby him, go over to the Senate today and try to get the holdouts to get rid of the filibuster in the Senate so that the federal government and the leftists can take over everything, can take over all the voting. Now, let me tell you, there are some people in stories today talking about, well, these guys' personal incomes are at stake and they're not going to be able to last a long time. They may not, because I think they're going to lose public support eventually in Texas. And you see more of it in Texas stories, even though they bury it deep in the story. Eventually, people are going to say, well, what's the voter suppression? And just like voter ID, they're going to find that most people don't have a problem with any of this stuff and they're going to lose support. Their gambit is to get there and bring the national spotlight and get those holdouts in the Senate like Manchin and Sinema to go for voting to get rid of the filibuster on election-related bills. That's it. But people are saying, well, they won't be able to afford to stay there. Really? You think not? You think when a lightweight like Wendy Davis can raise millions and millions of dollars from Hollywood and other liberals, that these people won't be able to have all their expenses paid, including money that'll offset personal problems? I'll guarantee you, if things are going well, the left will make sure these people are well-funded and they'll keep up in their expensive hotel and playing around in D.C. And then, oh, we're supposed to feel sorry for Representative Celia Israel. She was set to so-called get married to Celinda Garza on the House floor Thursday. They're lesbians. It's not a real marriage. It's a mocking God and the sacrament of marriage with the ceremony. That's all it is. We had friends who married in other states when it was legal there, but we knew we wanted to wait until it was legal to marry in Texas, which, of course, was some while ago. But remember, legal doesn't make it marriage. Marriage is an institution not of the state, but of God. So, you know, we're supposed to feel sorry because she was going to have a ceremony mocking the holy sacrament of marriage in our house floor, on the house floor. I'm not going to be a hostage. That was Sophronia Thompson, state rep, longtime veteran. I'm not going to be a hostage. What Thompson said, it was Texan President Johnson that passed the Civil Rights Act, except she's ignorant to not know that it was the Democrats who created Jim Crow, the party she says loyalty to, and a larger percentage of the GOP caucuses in the Congress voted for it than did Democrats. And she says all this is about Trump, and I'm telling you these election bills have nothing to do with Trump because we've been working, I know nationwide some of it does, but in Texas, we've been working on these ratcheting up of security for the ballot for over, well, I was working on it more than a decade and a half ago, actually writing some bills. And I'll tell you something else on it. We wouldn't have even had most of this stuff if Harris County and their Democrats that took over hadn't have gone outside the election law and created all these problems. Chair of the Texas House Democratic Campaign Committee, Representative Tony Rose, said Texas Republicans didn't want free and fair elections and were trying to rig the system. It's the price they're willing to pay for Trump's prayer altar, Rose said. You see, folks, this isn't about any real issue. This is just political gamesmanship. Huffine said as Democrats flee Texas today, we witness another failure of Greg Abbott. He refused to prioritize conservative issues during the regular session because we weren't threatening him yet. Now he's empowered the Democrats to do everything they're doing. When I'm governor, conservative priorities will be handled during the regular session. I won't let Democrats stop it. Well, and then the left thinks they're so clever. They think they've got Ted Cruz in a contradiction because he blasts Texas Democrats for fleeing to kill the GOP voting bill. And you know what they think's hypocritical? That we're in the winter freeze. You know, he and his family took a trip with other family and friends to Cancun. Dear stupid, brain dead, or absent Democrats, Ted Cruz didn't have any position of authority or involvement whatsoever in running the Texas power grid or in any of that issue whatsoever, period. I mean, none whatsoever. It's your people that have actually abandoned their post against the laws of the state and left. And that's all right. Look, I don't get as mad over that as some people do because, hey, it's a political strategy. I just wish my side was willing to play to win all the time. I wish I didn't have a Speaker of the House that essentially gave in to this stuff and let them set the situation up and make it effective. Now, there's a couple of things I want to get in today. Abortion industry filed a lawsuit to stop the Texas Heartbeat Act. Two primary complaints from this lawsuit. First, the enforcement mechanism of the Heartbeat Act is the unprecedented version since there's only civil liability. Secondly, the suits, which may be brought against both the abortionists as well as anyone who aids or abets in the abortion, will likely lead to the closure of abortion sites and individuals being deterred from assisting in abortions. That's their claims. It's a legally questionable strategy because the law doesn't rely upon the state and government at all to enforce it. It just lets individuals file lawsuits, and that's an issue for courts. To dismiss the lawsuits or accept the lawsuits. And interestingly, though, this is intimidation. They named Mark Dixon, director of Right to Life East Texas, as a defendant because of comments he made on Facebook saying he's interested in filing lawsuits and helping others file lawsuits against the abortionists. That's just legal bullying to take an individual who's expressing his free speech rights. And so, you know, these people, we know how they play. The other bit of news is Lee Merritt, the nationally known civil rights attorney, is running for attorney general in the Democrat primary. There's already Joe Jaworski of Galveston and former mayor of Galveston in the Democrat primary, so they're going to have a race, too, on the attorney general. You know this guy. He's represented black people that were killed by police. Interestingly, he's never bothered to represent white people killed by police, I don't think. He was co-counsel of George Floyd's family. He says Texas Republicans have launched an all-out assault on voter rights and civil liberties, so we know what kind of an outright liar he is from the get-go. So there you have it. And one other little thing, Senate panel did advance the school sports team's rule about the transsexuals, which is good. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos. A Texas Aggie from the big country said he visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip with his wife, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be. Very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com.